Thanksgiving. When are we going to abolish Thanksgiving? Abolish it.
Was arrested outside of a debate, and somebody said that actually, when he realized that Greens were getting arrested, and you know, Stein, who ran for president and for vice presidential, and had been arrested, that Mike realized that Green Party was a threat. That's why they were coming down so hard on the Green Party. They do that in person by arresting you, and they do that behind the scenes by not giving you airtime, by not covering you. But there are others that have, like UN agencies, that could go monitor, and they refuse to do it.
Help me with that.
Backing up the neoliberal agenda of pretending of being able to make the accusations that this country, Venezuela, is going toward the people rather than toward the super wealthy, that they could continue to accuse it of these bad actions and not prove and show to the world that our elections are free and fair.
So my grandmother could help me. Carter's notable good deed was when he bounced all these people that then just kept operating outside the Iran-Contra scandal embodies all that. The guns for drugs that Clinton and the Democrats represent because, of course, Sarah McLaughlin challenged Bill Clinton
because that's the only thing
in the primary
right now,
about Eugene Hasenfuss flying out of his state when he was governor, and he said, well, we had zero involvement, and I did give the prosecutor $25,000. So he can tell contradictory terms, he can spit in our face, insulting our intelligence. And, you know, like, look at San Francisco. Bill Cusinello gave the Contras $37,000, and he said, oh, we're going to get to his house with the socialists. And this is after Harvey, the first gay mayor, and the best San Francisco mayor ever, got murdered, and then he walked, like, 5 years for a double political assassination, like Michael Allen. You killed two political figures on the left, and they let you out in 5 years. So that's the excuse. I'm going to be a double advocate and form the Poppy Bush. What excuse do we have? Well, the oil energy task force, right after the Jim Crow coup, that involved Cheney, that had Kenley, the mayor, contributed to the primary in the Jim Crow coup. He's sending Pinky Killer out because Cruz Bustamante is going to get that $30 billion back from Texas, and Pinky Killer has to throw a pay. So that's the excuse. And then he's involved in the JFK Jr. thing, oh, he was a bad pilot. I was on old speed bumps before Pelosi became Butcher House.
But I wonder if I could, I'm going to need to leave pretty soon, and I wonder if I could wrap up with how there is and all criticism is, of course, you don't have any choices. So that's the biggest lie. There's a lot of lies. And some people believe, you know, and we all have different lies that we give credibility, you know, that's the truth, you know, on the opposite side. And some things that we go, well, I don't know, maybe that is, whatever. We all have different opinions about that. But the biggest lie really is that there is no alternative. And we do have alternatives. And so whatever we can do, I'm a big fan of using whatever power we have. You know, go to rallies, use alternative media, use the power of your vote, not to rubber stamp the parties that are already sold out. Even if, you know, no matter what. Go no corporate, go no billionaire. As I said, I think that use the power of your wallet. If I didn't say that, I meant to. Use the power of what you listen to, you know. So again, I'll just, our believer wins. That's the way the system's set up. She'll win 99.99% chance, I think. But right in Laurel Wells and connect the arrow, and we'll have a green on the November ballot. And in between June and November, we can say, okay, now let's have a conversation. Let's talk about, and there are so many things that I've got to go now that we won't be able to touch, but let's talk about what we can do in Palestine. And let's talk about the TPP, that, you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and all of those other trade agreements to help increase the profits of the people who are already wealthy and hurt the rest of us, our jobs and our health care and everything else. Let's talk about health care. Let's talk about what happened when Obama had 60% of both houses and put real health care like what every other of the 30 wealthy industrialized countries in the world have off the table. Let's talk about that. So I'm hoping that So I'm hoping that everybody that hears this message will write in Laurel Wells and connect the arrow, and will be able to provide that counterbalance and use. And you know, there could be a shift in the air. You know, there are some signs. I want to say this thing: there are some brilliant young people coming up. We've had some coming to the Green Party, and amazing facilitators, amazing organizers, speakers. They understand it because they're on the butt end of these policies. They get it because all their life, it's, you know, it's trying to get higher education, trying to get elementary school education, trying to get good food, trying to get options for jobs and things like that. They see that what has been happening with the Democratic Republican Party stranglehold on our country, they have seen what the result is. And so a good portion of them are both taking to the streets and taking to the ballot box and running for office. And I think that that's one of the biggest rays of hope that I can see. So anyway, Greg, I didn't mean to go. I thought I'd take a little less time than that, but thank you so much for what you do and for giving me this time to point out that we have alternatives.
And we'll be, I registered in Contra Costa County, but here in the 13th Congressional District, we'll be looking for the blank spot lighting, LAURA12WELLS, just like it sounds.
Thank you, Laura. And
good
luck. Well,
thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Greg. Oh, and Contra Costa has Richmond, with the Richmond Progressive Alliance that went up against Chevron and beat them.
Yeah.
And they took no corporate money, no developer money, no business money, and they organized, and in solidarity, they beat them. So that, so let's go that. Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you, Laura. Bye.